Hi, and welcome to the QuitCast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the QuitCast. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the QuitCast. We are talking about why am I not more productive in this series. Last week, we talked about open and closed systems, and this week, we're going to be talking about systems thinking in general. The question we're trying to answer is one that I get asked all the time. Why can't I keep my New Year's resolutions? Or another version of this question, because of course, in our classes, we talk a lot about execution at the end, the strategic plan. Why don't my plans work? Why can't I execute my plans? So I want to talk about two reasons why we can't execute our plan. The first is inertia. The second is ignoring systems thinking. So let's start with inertia. By inertia, I don't mean inertness, which is how it is often used in productivity circles, but I mean inertia of systems. So the physics concept of inertia is the object that is in motion stays in motion unless enacted upon by an outside force, right? So that is the inertia of a system. It will continue to move unless we act upon it. So the reason that inertia is so important in systems thinking, especially when it comes to productivity, is that our system already exists. You don't have actions that happen in a vacuum. And we want to think that this is true. We want to think that our will alone can cause us to do something, that I can just wake up tomorrow morning and decide that I'm going to stop drinking coffee or whatever it is that I'm going to stop doing. And that my will to decide in that alone is the factor that is the most important thing, or my motivation to do something is the factor that is the most important, factor for my success. It is not. Our motivation is not the most important factor for our success. And I think we've heard this hopefully enough from other people by now. In the moment, no matter how much I want for it to happen, that moment passes. That moment is behind me as soon as I decide it. The farther I get away from that moment, the less the impact of that force has on the mass of my system. So what I mean by that is, if you imagine that a planet is rotating around the sun, right? Like planets are essentially falling into a gravitational force, and that's what makes them rotate. So if you think about the inertia of that falling, what it would take to shift a planet off of its axis is a massive force. So we talk a lot about things like, you know, asteroids striking the Earth or something like that. Pretty big deal. Could have an impact on the system itself, on the internal system of the world. But is it going to knock the Earth off of its axis? Is it going to knock the inertia? Is it going to change the inertia of the gravitational pull? Well, the gravitational pull is significant, so it's not likely that that would happen. What we think of as our motivation to change something, let's say my dislike of what I do, my dislike of my habit, and I'm going to use something specific just so that it's helpful to have a metaphor. Let's say I want to write every day. So that's the New Year's resolution that I make. Every single day I'm going to write. So that is the asteroid striking the planet at that moment. And if the asteroid is not big enough, or if it doesn't strike often enough, then it's not going to move the inertia of the gravitational force enough that it will shift the axis of the inertia that's already pulling it in such a huge direction. So what happens is all of the other factors of our lives, let's say my family and their expectations, my job and their expectations, my general health, my energy level, my environment, all of those things are part of our system. And they create little pushes of power themselves just by having existed for so long. So my family is an impact, a force on my system because I'm a part of that family and that's not going away. My decision to change something is not
a linear choice. I don't make one decision and that it affects every single thing for the rest of my life. I have to continue making those decisions. So on some level, I choose to get up in the morning and make the decision to remain a part of the system of my family. I get up in the morning and I choose to remain a part of the system of my job. I do not quit my job every morning. And therefore, I'm continuing to make these little tiny choices that are the inertia that are pushing me forward into that behavior. The reason that I'm not able to keep the New Year's resolution is because I'm trying to change too much inside of that system. And eventually the system is going to push back. So let's say I have a New Year's resolution I want to write every single day. And my goal is to write for an hour every day. That is an hour of time in my life that was previously spoken for in the inertia of the system, the actual forward movement falling of my system into the future. That hour was spoken for. So something has to go in order for me to be able to do that hour of work. It is not, I can't make time. I love everybody who thinks that we can just make time for everything, but we are already filling all of our time. And so the question is, the time that I want to fill with new things, is it actually possible to do that? Is it likely that I'm going to be able to accomplish that? Or is it more likely that my system is going to push back? So if I'm already filling all of my time, I sleep for 8 hours, I wake up, I shower, I eat, I go to work, et cetera. Like if I'm already filling all of those hours, then that is the inertia of my system that I would continue to make those choices day after day after day. Even if you're not a person who likes to do the same thing every day, you still have a system around you that is impacting you. Every single person who wants something from you is a little push on your system that is causing other things to happen to you. All of the data is connected to each other. There's no such thing as one thing that I can just pull out. So let's say that I decide to sleep an hour less. So in the short run, that may not have a lot of impact on my system. I might be able to go for maybe a month or potentially even 2 months, sleeping 7 hours instead of 8 hours. And for some of us, that's actually healthier. So the whole myth of 8 hours of sleep, it's not necessary for every person. I think most of us know that. But it's possible that I only really need 7 hours. So all of a sudden I'm like doing really well. I get a month in or 2 months in. And then something happens. I get sick, or one of my children, or my spouse, or my mom, or dad, or sister, or niece, or whatever gets sick. I have to miss work. Something happens. And all of a sudden, this inertia that I had created in the previous, let's say, 2 months worth of work is now interrupted. So I have to get all of that inertia back once I start again, because all of the other pieces of the system have so much huge amounts of inertia behind them that they are now no longer necessarily under my control. Not to mention the things that actually are not under my control, like my children's sleep habits, or my spouse's job, or my parents' health, or things like that. There are tons of things that aren't under our control. So most of the time, when you have an actual motivation to accomplish one thing, and you try to do that one thing for a long period of time, the interruption of that system causes us to have a little bit of a meltdown internally. So inertia, or the forward motion of the system, makes it necessary for you to keep enacting your will every single day on that system. Because I had been getting 8 hours for so long, I have to keep choosing every single day and to spend that hour until that inertia becomes its own thing, its own motion. But then what usually happens, like I said, is when it gets interrupted, we have a harder time jumping back, because we get caught in black and white thinking, which is, oh, that clearly didn't work. So now I need a new system. And I don't have a big enough push from my own willpower to be able to overcome the inertia of the system. So that's one huge factor. The way to handle that, and this is what we do in our Write Better Faster classes, and especially in our coaching, is to limit the number of things that we try and to plan for what we're going to do when we stop whatever behavior that we're stopping. So start a new streak as one that we commonly come up with. So if you get 40 days or 30 or 20 days into something and you stop, instead of trying to find a new program, you just start a new streak of the same thing that you were doing in the past. So that's one of the ways to overcome inertia. The reason this can be such a big deal in terms of like actual inertia, the issue from a physics perspective is that you do have to act your will every day in order to make that happen. You have to continue to be motivated to push against the inertia of your system. And that kind of gets into the second factor that we're going to talk about, which is interconnectedness of systems keeps us from accomplishing our New Year's resolutions. So in the first factor, the stoppage is often the problem. The stoppage of something that's outside of our control or outside of our willpower is often the issue. When it comes to systems thinking, it's almost always that we try to do too many things. And people get frustrated with me when I tell them, like, I know you want to change everything about your life, but trying to change everything is actually what makes you change nothing, because you only have so many pennies to spend. And again, the energy pennies metaphor, you only have so many pennies to spend. And when you spend 5 and 10 directions, it doesn't get you as far past the inertia of your system. So then as soon as you have a break or a frustration or one of those things fall, then all of a sudden it unbalances the whole thing. And then you have no progress. Whereas if you focus all 50 of those pennies on going in one direction, then you take 50 steps and you're more likely to form that more solid basis until you get, you know, a little farther down the road and then can add something else. The importance of understanding the interconnectedness of systems for me in this arena is that not everyone can see how connected everything is. But let me give you a couple of examples that will hopefully help you to understand this. When you're moving along in the normal inertia of your system and something interrupts it, you'll notice it has an influence on multiple different things. So when you get sick, not only does your body hurt and you have to take time to recover, but usually it makes you more irritable. It puts strains on your relationships, which then have their own impacts, right? So it's not uncommon for someone to get sick and for it to cause issues, for instance, at work, where someone has relied on me to be present every single day to do their bidding. All of a sudden I'm not there. And then it makes all of these other related issues come up because they were finally angry enough to confront me about, you know, the fact that my being sick was so inconvenient for them. And so the interrelatedness of everything is important to understand from a productivity perspective, because there is no such thing as a behavior or an area of your life that doesn't affect everything else. So the most common thing that we see when people come in to write better faster is that we're asking questions about their life and about their environment and their behaviors and their habits that have nothing to do, quote unquote, nothing to do with the writing. And people get confused. Like, why do you keep asking me about my, you know, health habits or my sleep patterns or how much water I drink? Like, I just want to write faster. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm asking, is because everything is connected. In systems thinking, every single part of the system has to be healthy in order for it to function at its best. Like, in order for it to be at its most efficient, it has to not run into any bumps in the system. And so the reason this is so important for why am I not meeting my New Year's resolutions is because when I try to change too many things, and I have a New Year's resolution to eat better and go to the gym more and work out and play the piano, and then one of those things 10 days in is only getting, you know, a little bit of attention, and then it has to give because the rest of my system is requiring it. Suddenly I can't take the time to prep my meals the way that I used to, because I'm also trying to work out, that's new. And I'm also trying to write every day, that's new. And I'm also trying to play the piano every day, and that's new. And so we're taking up all of this time that we weren't taking before. And eventually all of the parts of our system that were used to getting attention or that were used to getting consistent inertia are suddenly pushing back on us. And sometimes they crash. So to use the planet metaphor from previously, the size and mass of the system requires such a huge external impact or to knock it off of its rotation that it has to be one giant thing. Like it has to just be one big mass. And so the biggest reason, and this is not just post New Year's resolution, it's also for us post coaching and post courses, that people were trying to change too many things. And they kept trying to insist to me like, oh, but I really want to get all these things done. And then I would, of course, always ask the question, would you rather get one done or none done? And they always look at me like, that's not an option that I want to hear. I want to get them all done. And don't talk to me about one or none. And so when I say which one is the most important and they have a hard time choosing, then I say, we need to wait until one of them becomes important enough that you're willing to not do the others. Or you need to pick one to experiment with and see how it goes. And that's usually where we end up that I suggest is like, let's just see what'll happen if you only do one thing. And I just had an amazing coaching call this week where we had done that a little while ago and we had picked one thing and she had done just that one thing. And it felt very monotonous and frustrating because she had all these other things that she wanted to change. But when we got to the end of the month after she had been doing this behavior consistently, and she looked back and she was like, oh my gosh, this thing that I've been struggling with forever, that I have always been trying to manage through other means, with this one little tiny step, all of a sudden I'm not struggling with that thing anymore. And I said, that's why systems thinking is so important. Because if we change the right thing, we call it a keystone habit in Write Better Faster. If we change the right thing, you can see effects in other places, but more specifically, it seems like it's not going to have any effect. But because of systems thinking, it is. Because of the repetition of one small behavior, it creates efficiency in a part of the system that didn't used to exist. And now all of a sudden that efficiency makes the whole system work better and easier, right? And so when we talk about why am I not accomplishing my New Year's resolutions, the inertia problem is usually that something interrupted my forward progress. And I decided to throw everything out instead of just starting over and creating that inertia for myself again and forcing myself back into the old pattern because I want to somehow have that black or white thinking, right? Like, oh, this was broken. But instead we want to know why. And this is the thing we push on this quick cast is if you can understand why it didn't work, all it was that there was a blip in the system, that something happened and you need to get back and start creating that momentum again. It's not that the momentum was wrong or bad or that you failed. That has nothing to do with it. It's that systems exist and your system pushed back on you a little bit. So now you have to start pushing back on the system again. When you start something brand new or you switch to another behavior, you lose all that progress that you've made. And again, this is why I think systems thinking is so important. So why are my New Year's resolutions not being accomplished? One, the inertia problem is that you probably got interrupted. And instead of getting back to it and continuing to put pressure on that system, that you threw it out, right? And more like black and white thinking, let's try this next year. Or I guess this year is ruined. So we're just going to have to go back to doing what we were doing before. So there's that piece. And thinking that somehow there would be an end to the disruption to your system instead of feeling like you have to create a whole new system in order for this to exist. So the second reason why is that we try too many things. We try to fix too many things, and then we're spending a small amount of energy in five directions instead of a small amount of energy consistently in one direction. And those two are the biggest reasons that I see that our New Year's resolutions and our plans and our goals do not get accomplished is because we either throw out the system completely, black and white thinking, and again, that's the inertia issue, or we ignore systems thinking completely and we try and change too many things, and we assume that our motivation alone is enough to make us have forward motion forever. And it is not. The farther you get away from the strike of the asteroid onto the planet, the less likely that strike is to have any influence on your future behavior, because the future behavior becomes immediate and the thing that you want right now doesn't matter what you wanted before. So we just want to try to bring some consciousness around these reasons. Like, I hear people ask all the time, why am I not more productive? Why do I not accomplish my goals or plans? Why do my New Year's resolutions fail? And we're not thinking about them in a big enough picture to be able to actually answer the question, because we're looking for too easy of an answer. And I got a little bit of feedback about the last podcast about it being too meta, right? Which totally was meta, 100%. But the reason the meta is important to understand is that if we don't understand the why, we're going to change the wrong things consistently. And so today, let's make a new New Year's resolution, right? If you had one that you dropped, like the inertia problem, start it again. Do the exact same thing again. If you're trying to change too many things and it's starting to get frustrating and your system is pushing back on you, then pick fewer battles. Put some battles back. It's too many battles, right? So that's all for today. I just wanted to do a quick kind of summary of an answer to that question. We have at least one more question to answer in this productivity series before we move on to a new kind of big picture thing. And of course, we're going to be doing the Strength for Writers in between these. And so I will see you all in the next QuickCast. Oh, and by the way, please do join our Patreon. If you like this format of the information delivery and the questioning of the premise, we do a lot of this on our Patreon, and we have this level, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called the Addicts level. I'm pretty sure it's the Addicts level, where we do live topical Q&As. So we'll take a particular question, like last month we did planning. How can I plan better based on, you know, all of these factors that impact my system? And we did a whole topical Q&A just on planning. And then we recorded it. And then everybody on the Patreon who couldn't make it, who's on that level or higher, was able to go back and watch that video and then ask questions. So those are the types of things that we do on our Patreon, because while I love the information delivery, it's awesome. We're happy to do this. I love recording the QuickCast. They're fun for me. But also sometimes you do need some like intensive help, like you need to be able to ask questions. And that's definitely what the Patreon is for. It's a place where all of our coaching is sort of housed. That's where we're moving people towards, because we do a lot of live coaching in through videos in three different ways, actually, on that. And so please do check us out on the Patreon. There'll be a link in the show notes. And I will see you next time for more questions about why am I not more productive. Bye, guys.